We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Justin Fields intends to transfer from Georgia. Randy, my first thoughts when I saw this was, I'm not surprised at all. We've been hearing rumblings about this really since about midseason, that Justin Fields wasn't happy with the way that he was being used, the way that he was playing. You have to imagine when he was recruited, every school in the country told him, you will be my starter day one. But deep inside, he had to know walking in to go against Jake Fromm, he was going to be fighting a huge battle trying to become the Georgia QB.
And John, we talk about this on our show, College Football Game Time, here on 99
The Game. This is a great show, by the way.
9 o'clock. We talk about it, me, John Chuck, Chris Goforth. We talk about it a lot. And I've said this all along. I actually thought the rumblings would happen probably around springtime. I didn't think they would happen this soon, but this is not surprising to me. And for the fact that, my phrase is, it's 2018. Right. I mean, that's just – when these kids – and tomorrow is National Signing Day, early signing day, I should say. Watch how many kids say, my next 3 to 4 years. These kids are trying to get to the league as fast as possible. And the only way they can get there is if they go out there and they show they can play. And Justin, if you go by overall just talent, he's way more talented than Jake Fromm. I think he thought it was going to be easier than – I think he thought it was going to be easy to beat out Jake Fromm. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kirby promised him a starting gig. I think he said he promised him he could compete for the starting gig.
Right.
And now you saw Jake Fromm, he got better. And I anticipate him getting better next year. And, and you can't take the job from him. This is his team. You know what I'm saying? And the situation that happened in Clemson, the situation that happened in Alabama, they're completely different.
Yep.
Because those quarterbacks that were placed weren't as good as Jake Fromm is.
Nope.
And so but God bless the kid. He hasn't actually come out and said anything that he wants to leave. The hardship thing, and we'll get into that later. I mean, I got to read up more on that. But, this is not surprising at all.
Here's what's also not surprising is that a top-ranked quarterback would transfer. Chris Hummer tweeted this. He said, there have been 19 24/7 Sports composite five-star quarterbacks since 2011. Justin Fields would become the 11th to transfer from the school he initially signed with. So over 50% of the top-ranked QBs have transferred.
Since when?
Since 2011. To go even further, every year since 2010, a top two, meaning the number one or number two ranked quarterback, has transferred. So I'll go through the list. 2010, Phillip Sims, think about that, was the number one quarterback in the country. He transferred. Jeff Driscoll, 2011, he transferred when he left Florida. Gunnar Kiel, who went to Notre Dame and then ended up at Cincinnati, he transferred. Max Brown, with the extra E on his name, went from USC to Pittsburgh. Kyle Allen transferred, went from Texas A&M to Houston. You then had Blake Barnett was the number two quarterback in the country.
Yeah, coming out.
Transferred to South Florida. Jacob Eason, as we know, transferred. Shea Patterson was the number one. They both transferred the same year. And Hunter Johnson, who was the number two quarterback in 2017. This is all according to 24/7 Sports. They transferred. So if Justin Fields transfers, that will be every year since 2010, the number one or number two quarterback have transferred from the school that they go to. So that's, again, I follow recruiting to a certain extent.
Right.
Obviously, it's the lifeblood of your program. But this is why I don't get overly excited or bent out of shape. Oh, I got 8 5 stars. Show me what you can do on the college football field. It's awesome that you light up Lassiter or you beat up on Marietta. That's great. And Justin Fields is a star.
Yes.
I think he will be a star. But when you get him on campus, you now got to develop him. And the kid has to take a job from somebody that's probably been there longer than he has.
Yeah, and I'm 100% with you on the whole stars and all that. And it's just not quarterbacks transferring, other kids transferring also, but the quarterback position is just a different animal. You know how that is. And these kids want to play. And I heard you during the crosstalk, you said a lot of kids, they want that stuff, you know, they want it now.
Yep.
We live in a microwave society, punch a button and it's time to eat. And I just think that Kirby and the staff, they didn't have a plan for him either.
Nope.
And that was the most frustrating thing to me was, you bring him in for a play, you take him out. Mm-hmm. No, if you're going to put him out there, let him play. That was my only issue with how they used Justin Fields was, if you're going to put him in there, let the kid play. Don't put him out there for a play expecting him to make a spark, then take him back out the game when it doesn't happen. Let him play a little bit more. But I think that was the thing that, you know, but do you think that Georgia's going to stop recruiting top five,
five-star
quarterbacks? No, you recruit every program recruits a top quarterback every year. Alabama recruited another five-star quarterback when they had Tua when he's a freshman. I mean, that's what you do. The whole thing is you got to have a plan for him because nowadays kids don't go to schools anymore because of the school. They go because of the head coach and the quickest way to the league and all these things. That's why they go to these schools. And Justin, he was a Penn State commit, decided to come to Georgia. And I honestly do think that he thought that he was going to beat out Jake Fromm this year.
I do as well. What's interesting, and you mentioned the way that they used him, there were opportunities they could have used him.
Yeah.
He threw eight passes against Austin Peay. That's fine. He threw one against South Carolina. The game was a blowout. At your house watching South
Carolina. Let the kid play.
He could have played in the fourth quarter and actually got some reps. Threw eight passes against Middle Tennessee. Did not throw a pass against Missouri. He did run it one time. Ran it five times against Tennessee, only threw it twice. Tennessee was another blowout game for the most part. Get him in there. Vandy, a game that you won handily. He threw six passes there. None against LSU, none against Kentucky. Two against Auburn, eight against UMass, three against Georgia Tech, and then one ill-fated throw in the championship game against Alabama. He only got 39 attempts throwing the football. He ran it 42 times. What I felt like when they brought him into the higher leverage games, it felt like they had limited him. You're going to run the football, and that's all you're going to do.
I agree with you, and that's why I said and I'm sure that's what frustrated him a lot, is that, you know, if you're going to let me play, okay, I didn't win a starting job, but you said I'm going to play because I told everybody he's going to play this year. No, he's going to play this year. The frustrating part is I'm sure he even thought, what's the plan for me? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. When you have these young men, especially quarterbacks, because that's one of those running backs, you can rotate running back.
Sure.
But the quarterback position, you got to find, you know, because I don't like the two-headed quarterback thing. I've never been a big fan of it. But if you're going to do it, you got to have a plan for a guy like Justin Fields. He has a lot of gifts outside of just being a runner.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!